Welcome to the Financial Samurai Podcast, where we endeavor to reach financial freedom sooner rather than later. Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai. And in this episode, we're going to talk about five concrete steps to improving productivity. So first of all, what is productivity? My definition is working the same amount and generating more output, working less and generating the same output, or working less and generating more output. Now, obviously, the latter is the best solution possible, but at the very least, we should all be endeavoring to work the same and generating more. I'm absolutely sure that if we've been doing anything for at least 2 or 3 years, there's a better way of doing something. It's just very hard for us to adopt new ways because we're just often stuck in our ways. We're just creatures of habit. For example, I spent years and years tracking my net worth on an Excel spreadsheet despite the proliferation of free net worth tracking software. Another example of inefficiency is vegging out in front of the TV. You know, like an NFL football game is like 3.5 hours long. Can you imagine just watching TV that entire time? I mean, you're losing more than 10% of your day. Instead, you should probably be doing an equally brainless thing like folding laundry. For me, I try to update old posts or just update old pages because that just takes a lot of time and I need to update them at least once a year. And another example is just watching a terrible movie on like a 5-hour flight to Hawaii from California. I mean, yeah, it's good to watch a movie and veg out, but hey, you could probably write a new article, you can work on a presentation, do something for work, something that you should probably be doing and you could do anywhere, so you might as well do it when you're trapped on a plane. In this episode, I'd like to introduce my 5-step productivity framework using writing answers on Quora as an example. So step one is identifying the pain points. What are the pain points in your life that are pissing you off or making you frustrated and wasting your time? So since burning out in 2017, I decided to, quote, re-retire and take things down a notch. You know, instead of writing 3 times a week or sometimes 4 times a week, I write like 2x a week. And to me, that's kind of like a walk in the park. And I needed to figure out what were the things that were bothering the most in 2017 that caused me so much burnout. And I zeroed in on 3 things. One is responding to comments without getting acknowledgement or response back when I ask for follow-up. It's pretty, I think, frustrating when I spend a lot of time answering a question and then asking for some kind of dialogue or background about the reader when there's like no thank you or no response. 2, responding to questions when the answer is clearly in the post. I know my posts are very detailed and I would say probably most people don't read the entire thing, or even if they do, they'll miss a lot of things. So I spent a lot of time regurgitating some answers that are clearly in the post, which was very, very time consuming. And then finally, debating about a topic with a reader only to discover they don't have the relevant experience. So I always assume that if you're going to debate something, you have knowledge. For example, if you're going to debate, let's say, spending money in retirement, then you have to be retired. Otherwise, why are you debating? Because you have no idea what you're talking about. So I've always made the mistake of assuming that a commenter or someone has that relevant experience. And then I would go down this rabbit hole and then I'd realize, hey, wait a minute, you're only 25 years old. Why are you debating with me on retirement? And so now I've made it a policy to understand the background first before going into any debate. All these activities were taking about 3 hours a week. And given I try to work no more than 25 hours a week, I was wasting about 12% of my time. So step 2 in the productivity framework is to replace wasted time with potentially useful time. So how am I going to repurpose that 3 hours to do something more useful? And I figured, well, I might as well not do any of those things for 30 days and see if I can spend time answering questions on Quora, a Q&A platform with 80 million users who don't follow Financial Samurai, to improve my audience reach. So I also want to encourage Financial Samurai readers to become more involved in the community, providing their own thoughts to other readers' comments before I jump in. I've noticed that if I jump in, then other people don't bother jumping in. And I noticed that if I just don't answer questions, then other people decide to pitch in and help, which I thought was really cool. And further, I want readers who have questions to improve their self-reliance by typing their questions into my search box or typing, you know, XYZ question financial samurai in Google and figuring it out. Since I've been writing about personal finance since 2009, I've covered pretty much every single topic there is. So for Quora, you know, the goal is to tap a new audience, build backlinks, build my reputation in personal finance, real estate investing in San Francisco, potentially meet interesting new people outside of the personal finance blogosphere, and also to have fun and gain some intellectual stimulation. Step 3, establish a short window for testing. Long enough to make it worthwhile, but short enough so you don't go down a rabbit hole. I gave myself 30 days to focus on building my profile on Quora, and I think 30 days is a right amount of time to do anything new with vigor. And in 1 month, I was able to generate about 1.1 million answer views, or 33,333 views a day, which is pretty good given the median number of views a person gets a day is less than 1,000. Step 4 is to come up with specific goals you want to achieve in the testing window. So without specific goals, you're just not going to really aim that arrow quite appropriately. So my goals were to, one, become a, quote, most viewed writer on the subjects I cared about, which is San Francisco Bay Area, personal finance, and real estate. I think San Francisco and San Francisco Bay Area are important because it's a very popular region of the country, and it's booming, right? There's tech, there's venture capital, there's innovation, and I've been living here since 2001. However, I haven't been a source for major media publications here for whatever reason, probably because I like to keep my privacy. But I wanted to open that up and show my expertise because I know media folks do comb the Quora answers to find some interesting things to write about. Another goal was to achieve 1 million views. That was kind of like, hey, after I achieved like 100,000 views in several days, I was like, hey, why not go for 1 million? And then 3 was to stay consistent over 30 days. A lot of times, you know, it's just easy to kind of burn out when you're focused so hard on something. I'm pleased to say that I became a most viewed writer in all the subjects I focused on. And I'm particularly pleased with my results in the real estate section where I achieved the number one spot with only 13 answers versus the number two guy with less views, but with 1,242 answers. I mean, I don't know how he did that because that is crazy. That's 41.2 answers a day on average. I mean, do you have to be answering things on your telephone while you are going to the bathroom in the morning and showering? I mean, that is just unbelievable. But kudos to him for being so addicted. So the results were pretty good. Now, once you get some results, you've got to step 5, analyze the results. Analyze your efforts thoroughly. So after 1.1 million views, I only received around 20,000 visits from Quora to Financial Samurai, and that is only a 1.9% click-through rate. Now that sounds low, and it really is kind of low, but it's industry standard to get a click-through rate of between 1 to 3%. So it's kind of in the ballpark. But think about all the time I spent answering questions to only get 1.9%. So if I spent 3 hours a week times 4 weeks, that's 12 hours, maybe about 13 hours for the month. So I get 1.9% of the traffic, but Quora gets 98.1% of the traffic. Further, they get to control and reuse my content. I can easily spend $500 in advertising on Facebook, let's say, to get 20,000 visitors to Financial Samurai instead. So much more efficient. Do note that having a large site does not preclude you from being able to generate 1.1 million views in a month either. So if you can generate 1.1 million views and you have a site that's, let's say, only receiving 20,000 visitors, then you can likely double your traffic. Unfortunately for me, traffic only increased by 2% because I already generate about 1 million visitors a month on Financial Samurai. Now, looking further into the details, I will say that despite traffic only increasing by 2%, revenue increased by 10% because of Quora. And the reason is simply Quora invited in new readers, whereas old readers already know what I'm talking about, are already engaged with the products that I like, and probably never click any of the ads because they just focus on the content. There's probably also a benefit of having over 1,700 new followers on Quora and 84 answers on their platform, which will hopefully gain some organic views. So over the next 30 days, I plan to do very little answering to test out whether my existing answers can generate views on its own. But I will say that I'm very disappointed in Quora for one thing, and that is they can arbitrarily delete your content. So one day I woke up and I had this answer that had 220,000 views, 2,277 upvotes, and it was just deleted out of the blue because it, quote, violated the writing policy they have, which I did not read, but it was odd because the answer was no different in format from all the other answers that I had written. And my initial reaction was not anger that I lost the view count, but anger that I had wasted my time and lost my content. After all, my month-long goal was to improve productivity, and as a writer, good content should never be wasted. So luckily, I was able to view what they had deleted and then create my own answer on my own website, Financial Samurai: Do Wealthy People Think About Retiring at a Young Age? And if you read the answer, I'm sure you'll agree that it's a good answer that tries to provide some different perspective. So what I've concluded is that if you're writing on Quora, you are making Quora rich. You're improving their content and traffic, and instead you should be writing on your own platform and making yourself rich. So I do recommend everybody, again, have their own website to own their own brand and own their own content and traffic. I mean, you would think that they'd treat someone who was able to write 74 answers in a month and generate 1.1 million views better, but they didn't even bother to respond to my inquiry, my appeal. So again, 1.9% click-through rate is kind of industry standard, but that means that Quora is getting 98.1% of the traffic while you're only getting 1.9%, right? So that doesn't seem fair if you're doing all the work. So just own your brand and own your website. My strategy going forward is to continue to focus on Financial Samurai and focus on, you know, maybe three subjects on Quora and reuse some of the content that I've already published that already ranks very well, and then use that to answer some questions on Quora to try to gain new visitors and followers. I hope this case study gives you an idea of how to improve productivity in something you care about. I strongly believe that we can all improve our productivity by analyzing how we spend our time and figuring out a way to do things better. So to review, step one is to identify the pain points. Step two is to replace wasted time with a potential better use of time. Step three is to establish a short window for testing your new use of time. Step four is to come up with specific objectives for your new use of time. And step five is to thoroughly analyze the results and make logical next decisions. You must test, and be very methodical in your experimentation if you want to improve your productivity. Having a productivity mindset is also important for reaching financial freedom. With such a mindset, you will focus on how to generate more passive income streams to buttress your active income streams so that you might one day be free. It is amazing once you can get your money working hard for you so you don't have to. As for the right passive income to active income ratio, that's really up to you. For me, I personally like about 70% passive income and 30% active income to support my financial objectives because I always like to be doing something. It's fun to see results from hard work. And once you have this productivity mindset, you'll realize that working at a day job is one of the most unproductive ways to generate income because you're essentially trading time for money. Now, working at a day job is probably what most of us all start out doing, but over time, you'll realize how powerful leverage is and productivity is. So, for example, selling software, once you write the code, you can just sell that over and over again and then just provide some update patches. This productivity mindset really will kind of change the way you think about money. And I hope you guys really think hard about these pain points that you're currently experiencing and try to improve your productivity going forward. Thanks a lot, everybody. And share with me, what are some productivity tips you have?